Welcome to episode 38 of Once Upon a Captain Swan for August 20th, 2017. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we've got Lindsay, Rachel,
Heyo.
and Justine.
Hello.
So, why are we here today? Well, we just
Why are we
thought,
here?
yeah, why aren't we
'Cause
here?
why not? Why not?
Yesterday was a very special, bittersweet, but fun day. The Colin and Jennifer reunion in San Francisco at the Creation Con, and I don't know about everyone else, but it was like nonstop feels all day long.
So many
Yep.
feels.
It's just
They
like
both look so good. Jen, oh my gosh, she looks so hot.
it made everything okay again just for that day. It's like, forget the reality. This is the fantasy. Like, this. And it's
This
getting me.
AU.
Yeah, it's getting me excited for New Jersey. Like, I wasn't excited because I, like, obviously everything that's happened. But now I've seen this convention. It's like, I'm excited again. It's like, one last big goodbye for me. It's beautiful. I
It
can't
makes
wait.
me want to work on my cosplays, which is saying something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It just felt like it wasn't actually today. It felt like we had been flashed back to like a day that we didn't remember, like from like a year ago, because like nobody said anything about season 7 or about
Right? No.
like the future. Like it was basically all like flashback to like 6 months ago when everyone was happy and everything was perfect. And it was like so cool to be back in that mode again for just like a brief time.
Yeah. It
Like
was like one question, but really, it wasn't anything bad. It was nothing was bad. Everything was so positive, and everyone was just so
yeah.
happy. Happy! Because I think it was just everyone just kind of wanted this to Everyone's
be
in
a good
denial. Let's
experience.
be real. Everyone's still in
It's
denial,
true.
and everyone
Yeah, I think everyone just
wanted to
wanted
just
to,
pretend
yeah, pretend that
that it's not
everything's
happening.
fine and that it didn't actually happen and
It's like that meme of that guy mowing the lawn with the tornado in the background. It's like everything is fine. Or it's that dog, and he's like in like the room that's on fire. He's like, "This is fine."
This is fine.
Which is literally just America right now.
Yeah, it was much needed. Much
Yeah.
needed.
It was like I was at like my friend's birthday party, and I was basically just scrolling through my phone. I felt so bad, but it's like, oh, thing is, like, unfortunately, I have been like stepping back from the fandom, and then all of a sudden, I'm back. It's like I'm back. I'm here, and it's like I felt alive, and it was just ridiculous.
It's almost like for those of us that are taking a step back, when we get to have these days, it's nice because they are so positive then, and it brings you like this like unmeasurable amount of joy. So it's kind of nice when you're not like absorbed in it anymore, and then you get to just have these really good random days all of a sudden. Like we'll have the same thing again in Jersey and the same thing again for Burbank, and just gives you like something to look forward to.
I unfollowed a lot of people on my Tumblr, and I feel bad for unfollowing people, but like I unfollowed a lot of people, and now it's just like all like throwback CS stuff, and I'm just like, this is fine.
Yeah.
The same on Twitter as well. Like I've done the same thing. I like unfollowed like 250 people, but the ones that I kept are the positive people and the people who
Yeah, I don't
genuinely
even
care.
have 250 people I follow.
On Twitter,
Yeah.
I had to do it, and it was just and Twitter now was just a positive space like for me
Yeah.
for CS. Like obviously, there's always a bit like of conversation, like oh. So and so said vicious day, but no really, no one really cares. I mean, at the end of the day, we're here to celebrate this beautiful ship, and there's a bloody ambulance going along. I'm sorry,
Bad
guys.
boys, bad boys. What you
What you
gonna
gonna
do?
do?
What you gonna
What you
do
gonna
when they
do when
come
they
for
come
you?
for you? Anyway, but yeah. So I'm cautiously optimistic about season 7. But even I'm just like D23 and Comic-Con really didn't have do much for me. It's like
Oh,
I'm really
really?
excited.
Yeah, it's like, don't get me wrong. I am so excited for a Latina. Cinderella, heads up, I'm half Latina. So to see myself represented as Cinderella is really exciting. So that part I'm really excited about. And I'm just really excited for Colin to keep working. But it was just kind of like, I don't know, like just compared to other Comic Cons, I was just kind of, it felt like something was missing. And this kind of helped.
Half the cast.
Yeah.
I really want Jen's dress.
Yes, Jen looks so beautiful at this con. Oh my god.
Sarah, where did her dress come from? How much does it cost?
Okay, so
it's probably $1 million.
Her dress cost $1,290.
I was not far off.
And it is Philosophy Di Lorenzo Serafini Floral Maxi.
That is the same brand she wore to Comic Con 4 years. Whatever the purple one was where she did her Chewbacca impression, that's the same brand.
Purple dress Comic Con.
It's actually not a dress. It's two pieces.
Yeah, that purple one was really? Was a skirt and a top.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
but that's the same brand. And that brand's expensive as hell because I tried finding the purple combo outfit and I cannot find it. I found the skirt, but it was a different color pattern.
She might have had it custom for Comic Con.
It was a runway one. But it is like the public.
Wow.
Losers.
So yesterday's questions, what were your favorite like moments?
I love Colin when he went total dad mode with that little girl. And, like, he was just, like, so giddy, like, looking at this little girl. Like, you could tell he was so excited.
You're very cute.
Yeah, like, why are you so cute? Like, he was so excited for Millie to get that age. And then he kept looking at her and, like, looking at Jen. Like, do you see how cute this little girl is? Like, look at her.
It's probably because he has a little girl now, so he's like,
ee! That's what I'm saying. Like, he can't wait until, like, Millie's that age.
Bust wait, his daughter's name is Millie?
Yeah.
When did this come out?
Paris with Rachel. And someone asked, and I'm like, you don't have to say. He's like, no, it's okay. And then he said, it's Millie.
I have an aunt, Millie. Aw.
She's my favorite aunt, because you too. Said that.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Did we?
You were on the episode. You were on the episode.
The exact same thing.
Did I?
You were on your aunt. Episode, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I have
no memory of this.
Clearly. Who's the drunk one now, love? Boom!
I drink this early in the morning.
So I liked it when, my favorite part was like when Jen was like asked about being naked and stuff and self-confidence and how she would deal with that. And then Jen had this beautiful answer, so eloquent as always. And then Colin was actually like, oh, that's a really good answer. Because, well, firstly, he was like watching her like, mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me how you like being naked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Okay. And then I was like, actually, I personally do not like, if I go to the beach, I would never go shirtless because I'm that self-conscious. What? And someone like Colin, who
is so beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah, it's like, even someone like him is so subconscious, like, okay, that actually means a lot, because I'm not that great at looking either, so.
You're beautiful.
I'll drink to that.
It totally, though, explains, like, why he is such it's a good never actor, sure though. But no, sure. But, like, why someone like that would want to go into acting, because when you get to play someone else, you can put all your insecurities aside because you become another person. So, yeah, it says a lot.
And he brought that up again, talking about how when he was such an introverted kid, I love that someone asked how they became an actor.
Yeah, I always love that. Both
and I
friends.
Love their stories.
Yeah,
I love that. That one's really cute. How he's like, my friend needed someone to fill in. He's like, absolutely not. Like, I'll buy you a coffee. He's like, okay.
Honestly,
I really liked Jen's story about how she auditioned for How I Met Your Mother too.
Oh, she has to, like,
yeah, that was awesome. I was like, she was like, so she's like, I don't really have one.
She was
actually,
like,
I have one.
The way she told it was just so great. Like, she was so into it, and like, you can tell that that's like a memory that just sticks with her. She like got up out of the chair and she was like,
oh, she was like totally reenacting it.
Yeah, that was great.
And then like everyone came on the stage because it was like the last question, but she was like not deterred at all. She was like, I'm telling this story. This is my story. You will deal with it.
I want Jen to like write a book because I would buy that book so quickly.
She would be great at writing a book.
She reads so much and she's so intricate with her answers and she's so interesting as a person.
I want her to write a CSAU.
Oh, she would write the best one.
I
know that actors probably don't like read fan fiction, but I have a feeling that Jen
totally
loves
does.
Some Lieutenant Duckling. That would be her favorite trope.
Jen loves this podcast, let's be real.
No, Jen let's be real. She's Jen actually like one of the like writers, like you know, like some of the writers that like don't give out their name or like really any personal details. She's one of them.
Exactly, Jane Evanson.
Yeah,
they're the same person. Have you ever seen them in the same room? No.
Nope.
Rachel, did you hear the question that they asked Jen about Mila?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to. I only have seen the gold panel in full, and then I've seen like. A rundown, like, transcript of stuff, and I saw that she said she was glad about them meeting, but I haven't seen, like, the full clips yet.
I just saw, like, the rundown post, and someone's like, oh, someone asked Jen about Emma and Mila meeting, and I totally misread it as Emma and Mila's wedding, and I was like, when did this happen? And also, if Jen ships it, I love it.
Yeah, can I give a shout-out at All About JMO on Twitter for just posting all the content for the convention because they have been such a godsend for me. Like, the only reason why I've caught up today is basically I've just spent, like, 2 hours just catching and everything, and I'm such a pro now. Like, I'm off on this convention. Thanks to them. It's awesome.
I know, it feels like we're all part of these conventions, even though, like, we all can't be there, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I love how it's, like, a production weekend. Like, everyone's like, all right, guys, it's a con weekend, like, let's go. And, like, everyone, like, live blogs if they can, or they post updates afterwards. And, like, everyone tell, like, my favorite, though, is when, like, Colin's wearing this, this, and this. Like, everyone knows what everyone wants.
It's his convention outfit, though, like... Okay,
and those are their convention boots. She wears the same boots to every convention, and he wears the same boots to every convention, so...
Okay, but
also,
why?
Colin, please get your foot fixed.
Why? It's can we never catch him in the blue shirt, though?
I know.
I can relate to that. Yes, I know.
He wears the blue shirt. See, he wore the blue shirt, like, the past 3 conventions, so he's not going to wear it in Jersey. Maybe
exactly.
We'll get the best in Jersey. If we get the vest in Jersey, I'll be okay.
No, if he's wearing the blue shirt, I'm changing back into the Comic-Con dress.
I love it.
I'm bringing it just in case.
What, are you going to, like, just have it in your bag and then change from the bathroom?
Yeah, like, if I hear someone say he's wearing the blue shirt, I'm going to literally go change and put that on.
But, yeah, yesterday, like, it was very good.
I really liked, when someone asked who your best friend on set was, and they both
pointed to each other. They're so cute. I love them.
And I love how Colin was like, you guys have to understand, we've worked together every day for the past 5 years.
Yeah, and it's totally true. And then also, like, when someone asked them to do the Comic-Con tradition, it was like, you need to explain to them, we immediately knew what they were talking about. They were like, okay, yeah, Colin's like up and then Jen's like, actually, normally you're on,
it's
like
on
your
the
left
side.
Shoulder. Right, whatever you call it, you know, it's like, well, and then Colin was like, oh, fine. And they went and did it on your shoulder. So we got both shoulders. It was so cute.
They're so cute. I can't with them. I miss them, guys. I miss them.
And it made me laugh as well, like, oh, would Captain Swan have kids? Oh, yeah. Colin was like, I've got this. You know, it's Emma
Jr. Killian Jr. and Emma Jr.
It's like...
It was really nice to see, like, Colin chime in and, like, take some of the questions by the helm this time around. And then to make a comment and be like, I'm going to tell you what to do this time, Jen. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, but what question? It was like, can you describe season 7 in 3 words? And he was like,
I got this. Not a chance.
Yeah. And it was like, this is the first time I've told Jen what to do. Absolutely brilliant. The thing is, in the past, we've always said, like, Jen's always got these eloquent answers. I mean, Colin just like, yeah, you're great.
He's come a long way.
I feel like he's gotten a lot more confidence in himself now. Mm-hmm. And, like, he knows how to handle the con and, like, everything. I'm like, I was cracking up when she wasn't listening. She's like, I was just looking at all these photos. And I'm like, these must be all the people that are going here. And he's just staring at her like, Jen, this isn't your first con.
Like, come on, Jen.
But, you know, if it had been, like, a year ago, like, if you had asked Colin, like, okay, we're going to put you out on stage to do your panel, and then you're going to introduce Jen, and she's going to come out, he would have been like, fuck no. But, like, he did it, and he nailed it, and it was hilarious, and it was funny, and it was cute, and...
I won't answer that question, because the answer was... What was the question? It was something like, what's the question? Like...
I never heard it.
Oh, yeah, so the question was... What does your wife think about you kissing Jen for Captain Swan scenes? Mm. And it was like...
Someone asked that?
Yes, they did. So
can people not?
I missed that question.
I missed that too.
So Carl was like, I'm not going to answer that question, but I'm now going to introduce
speaking of wives.
Yeah, but speaking of that, I'm going to introduce my second wifey, my TV wifey.
That was a really good segue.
I'm telling you, sleep deprived Colin is on point.
Colin just needs to not sleep ever.
But you know what's so great about them is that why they work so well together in these panels is that they know when to save the other person. Like, they can tell when the other one is feeling awkward about a question and the other one will just chime right in to save them.
Like, Jen did it for him when they wanted them to dance together.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, she's like, and even, like, I like how they didn't say no either. They're like, we'll have to plan ahead. Like, they were open to, like,
yeah, and then,
yeah. I think people forget, they're not dancing monkeys. Like, they're people.
Yeah, people, stop asking them to sing and dance.
Because, like, singing, like, Colin eventually sings, but the thing is, Jen's not a musician like Colin. Like, Colin has performed live and stuff, but was Jen, she's done a few plays and stuff and everything, but she's not.
Although, Sarah got Jen to sing without asking.
You know, I thought about that, like, when I was watching the panel and how she, like, wouldn't sing, and I was like, oh, shit, am I really the one person that, like, got Jen to sing unintentionally?
Yeah.
You were.
The thing is, like, I also, like, understand, like, you know, it's been a long time for them, and, you know, it's a lot of stress. Like, I think the music episode is great and everything, but I think a lot of stress on the cast to put on them, like, they were filming, but also singing, and it's like their minds were, like, blown, and everyone's not very, like, confident about singing, like, these unique songs and stuff, so... It may be in Jersey by the time someone asks, you may sing because they're not prepared because someone asks at this convention, so it could be better for these next two conventions.
Maybe that's what they were doing in the green room when Colin had his guitar. They were like, yo, we gotta relearn this song.
We gotta rehash it. We gotta provide for our fans, Jen.
But Jen kept bringing up, she kept bringing up the same point, which I think is important that a lot of people don't realize, you know, that we can watch these episodes whenever we want. You know, they filmed that musical episode how many months ago? And in the meantime, Jen's done a play that she had to memorize and all this other stuff. So, like, they truly, like, just don't remember.
And I feel like actors' brains work differently because, like, they memorize and then they get rid of it.
Yeah,
so that
they have to, yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're
we can memorize a whole show.
Yeah.
But it's only one show. They've got how many shows and movies and episodes in their heads? Like, it's mm-hmm. crazy.
It's also, it's kind of like when you were in school and you had to, like, study for a test, so you, like, memorized everything, took the test, and then immediately forgot everything
mm-hmm. yeah.
after that test yeah. is over. It's kind of like how that is.
Yeah, so I feel like, I think of tests that I've revised for, I can't remember fuck all.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, bits and pieces from psychology.
Oh, yeah, always, but, like...
Like, I know, like, all, like, the big main concepts, but, like, really, like, detailed stuff, I don't fucking remember.
And I love the questions about, like, what's it like working with, like, seeing, like, Henry growing up and stuff. I loved that kind of thing, which is so cute. Like, what was your favourite yeah. scene with Henry? Because, obviously, like, we watch him grow up, and obviously, apparently, he's going to be a big character in season 7, so it's very exciting for him. So, mm-hmm.
I am really excited to see what they're going to do with Henry. It seems cool.
Yeah, so cute.
Also, like, older Henry, he cute. I could watch this for him.
I think the highlight for me was, because I'm just trash for any time Jen says amazing things about Emma, was her whole, like, big monologue about Emma's happy ending.
Oh, yes, I love that as well, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, like, I have quotes because they're important.
Please read them.
So, like, all the stuff she said about Captain Swan, basically, I think that it's nice that she's being portrayed as being in a relationship where they know the good and the bad of each other, that they're aware of each other's flaws and very aware of the times that they've failed. They accept the broken parts of each other just as much as they accept the healthy parts of each other. She feels like for the first time in her life, she's in a safe place. She's with someone that is truly by her side, and she's truly by their side. And I think that's ultimately the best happy ending I can imagine for her after everything she's been through.
Exactly. It's so nice to see her. Those final moments with her are like, she's surrounded by all these family and friends. And that's just all that she's wanted all her life. And it's really, look, I'm gonna get emotional.
Go for it. Just let it all out.
She's like, this is her happy ending. She's surrounded by, like, she has romantic love. She has the friend, the love of her family, the love of her friends. It's debatable on how friendly I think those friends are, but nevertheless, she has them. That's what the show wants us to believe.
I think, like, one of the big things is I wanted Jen to be at peace with Emma's happy ending just as much as yeah, Emma got her, like, happy ending, is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Because, you know, Jen obviously knows Emma better than anyone else, and no one else will ever know Emma better. So, yeah. I just want, you know, to know that she is content with her story. Like, that's, yeah. That is enough for me to be able to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she, like, kind of basically confirmed that Emma is the actual ugly duckling Swan Princess.
I know, she actually said that. Like,
actually
she
said
like,
oh. that she completed her transformation
yeah.
from the
and
ugly
she was
duckling
turning,
to Swan.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god, that, like, flat out made me cry.
it's hard. It makes me very emotional, but that's what it is like. And you look at Emma's growth, and you look at Jen talking about Emma's growth, and it's like,
Jen, can you just write the show now, please?
Jen, like, thing is, if could Jen could like write and direct, she'd be loving it.
Oh yeah,
I'm 100% team Disney, please hire Jennifer Morrison for something, because...
Oh, for something.
God,
give her anything,
as soon as she was like,
please.
I will say yes to anything Disney, I'm just like,
I need her
oh
to
my
be
God,
a new
please.
Rapunzel. I need her to be a Rapunzel.
Yes.
Or you know what? Yes. Screw it. Live action Swan Princess.
Yeah, that'll work.
She said that
Little
Mermaid.
Because I imagine for Rapunzel, they might hire someone younger.
Yeah.
Like,
they will.
It's probably going to be like Moretz or something. Some person who I don't really care about.
Or yeah, like, can she do like Disney on Broadway or something?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I would love to see
her. Who would you like to play on Disney on Broadway?
Ooh.
Okay, well,
West End.
Having...
West End, what?
So I, and this kind of goes along with like we, her and I both have that same love for the Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella. So it's not the Disney version, it's the Rodgers and Hammerstein version. So I would absolutely love to see her as that Cinderella.
Yes.
Like
Oh,
obviously
I love
Laura
that.
Osnes is flawless as Cinderella,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's very hard to top her, but yeah,
I
I
think
think
Jen would do a great
Jen.
job at
And
that.
obviously she loves that show as well, so I think that would be a good fit for her.
I would also love to see her as Belle, because I'm just Beauty and the Beast trash.
She could totally do Belle.
Thing is, Jen loves it. Like the way she was talking yesterday, she was like, "I want to be Belle," because she wants to be Belle.
I
Like the
don't
way
see her
she
as
was talking.
Ariel. Like I know she said she loved Ariel, but I don't see her as
No,
Ariel.
and
Yeah,
no,
I think there's a
she's not.
difference
It's Belle.
between
It's Belle.
liking.
But the problem, we've
Yeah.
already done that. It's like, well, they didn't
Yeah.
do a good job, so let's try
But it
again.
can always come back to Broadway. So
Exactly, or she
West
could do a
End. I'd
revival.
rather see. I think she's more suited for stage. What was that?
That was my dog. Because I moved him. He did not want to be moved.
He shall not
Like a monster, like
be moved.
sneaking up behind
He shall not be
That would be
moved.
Tucker. Doesn't
Tucker
like
is
to be
surprisingly loud
moved.
for such a little baby.
Yep. He's mad because I moved him because he's in my lap and my leg was itchy, so I moved. He did not approve of that. So.
Yeah, like seeing her talk about like her passion for musical theater yesterday and like High School Musicals and stuff, I'm just like, yeah, you really just need to be in a Broadway musical. Like, no more
Yeah.
plays, do an
Oh my
actual
God.
musical.
Do
My
a
dog,
musical,
Sarah.
Jen. You know you
Her
want
and
to.
Ramin in the same
Also,
musical.
like,
Like,
okay? I couldn't even handle meeting them within 1 hour time span. Seeing them
you
on
guys,
stage
I
together.
wish Lauren was recording our reaction that whole day, like
Oh,
after.
wait. What if she was Anastasia in the Broadway show?
Oh,
Like, I
yes,
know
I
it's
love
technically
Christy.
not Disney, but I don't care.
I love Christy, though.
Yo, Christy is
Well, you know
flawless,
what?
though.
Maybe Jen could just like do like a special run of shows, and then Christy could come back.
Okay, so,
Oh,
and
I
like,
want Colin to be Dimitri, though.
that Irish
No,
accent, though, I don't know if he can
I
handle
cannot have Colin as Dimitri and Ramin as Gleb, okay? Like, I'll just be crying the whole time because I'm just so conflicted with my
You wouldn't
life.
even be able to see the stage because you'd just be in tears. There'd
I
be so many tears in your eyes,
know.
like.
Well, because we went to New York. I don't, we haven't, did you talk about our New York trip?
I briefly talked about it, yes.
Oh, well.
Bang. Talk
But
about in a
well,
long
go
game.
for
You can
it.
get your
This is your
perspective on
turn.
it.
I told everyone that you would come on and give your
Yeah,
version of
so
it.
it's closed now, so you can like spoil it for us.
Oh, you want it
Yeah.
spoiled?
Yeah. Because
Okay.
everyone was too nice and didn't record it and put it on YouTube.
Because that's number one rule of Broadway.
I don't
Yeah.
care. How else am I supposed to see things, Sarah? I don't live close to New York.
I would never record anything on Broadway. Oh my gosh, my
I
soul would
will
not handle
watch.
it.
I would watch other people's recordings on
Yeah, I'll
Broadway,
watch
but
other
I can't
people's.
do it
I will not do
myself.
Yeah, but no one took one for the team and recorded it. So, fuck you, fandom. You disappoint me.
There
But
were
also, like, I'm
pictures.
glad
It
that
was
no one
really
did that.
great. It was amazing. Like, I loved it so much. And honestly, I kind of loved Quincy and Susan way more than I thought I would. And their characters. Was not crazy about Matthew Perry. Like, he was good, but.
Right. Was it that you just didn't like the character, or did you just not like Matt's acting?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, both.
For me, both.
Because it wasn't really like a character. Like
Was it just
it was
Matthew
like,
Perry?
yeah.
Oh, that's
Kind
weird.
of. I don't know. I mean, I got that vibe.
He's not
I'm not, because
supposed
I
to
know,
be a
like, you
likable
can.
character, you know? Because, like, he is obviously, like, a major alcoholic and he fucks up
Yeah.
a lot.
I can relate to him. Oh my God.
I don't know about that. I
No,
mean, he's
like
on a whole
he screws
level.
up bad. Yeah.
More dogs.
Worse than
And
me? Oh
like,
my God.
Jen's character was an escort, which I'm sure everyone knows. And then they start dating, and I'm trying to
Like
remember the
real dating
story.
or like escort dating?
No,
Like
like
real
real
dating.
dating. And she She had, like, aspects of Emma to her character, to Stephanie.
She had these big walls up, you know, that stuff that happened, like, in her past that she didn't want anyone to know about. And, like, she had, you know, issues with her dad, right?
Yeah, her dad abused her. And her mom.
Because Matthew Perry wrote the play, right?
Yes.
It wasn't necessarily about his life.
Yeah.
I think so, because Matthew Perry did deal with addiction in the past, I think in, like, the 90s. So, I don't know, maybe that has something to do with it, but I don't know.
But that's why it got awkward, though, because he had, like, this one monologue where it was only him on the stage, and it was like he was in AA, and he was opening up to AA, and, like, it got really, like, it was a great monologue, and he did a very good job, but it got real awkward, because you're like, oh, this is, like, real.
Well, that's the problem with plays, though, is that, like, that's how it is. Like, you get that
sometimes it just gets too real.
It gets way too real.
It got way too real.
You know, you can go to a Broadway show where they're singing and dancing, and you can escape, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you walk out of that going, oh, that was so magical, blah, blah, blah. But then you, like, go see a play, and you're like, oh, shit. Like, this is, like, real life, real problems.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's not to say that there aren't musicals that deal with, like, serious issues.
Oh, right.
Like, I
yeah.
think Next to Normal features, like, someone with bipolar disorder so bad they need electroshock therapy. Like, that's not a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
It was very different. And the theater is so tiny and intimate. And, like, we were in the front row, too, so it was like, oh. But we did get to see Quincy's butt for quite a while on our side of the stage. It was lovely. He is a beautiful man.
Did you guys see the stage door?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my profile picture, Justine. God.
Oh, yeah, we got everyone, well, but Matthew.
Did you guys see it together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We went on a whole New York adventure for, like, a day and a half.
It was like, we were stage dooring everywhere. We were...
we got a lot in for, like,
we did a lot in, like, 24 hours, yeah.
Yeah. It's probably, like, our best day ever.
And, like, the Jen photo, like, I think that's my favorite Jen photo. Like, it was just because she took it, so it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing now.
Obviously.
The thing is, like, when you meet Jen, you gotta let her take the photo because she knows the angle, the exact right
angle
to hold it. Like,
that make both of you look good, too. Like,
yeah,
not just her.
She knows.
She knows everyone's angle.
And I told her that. I was like, oh, can you take this? Like, you take way better selfies than me. I suck at it. Yeah,
I'm so excited to meet her in
and
November.
She's like so, like she just goes above and beyond. Like I gave her my commissioned artwork to sign, and then she was like, "Oh, do you want me to sign your playbill too?" I was like, "Oh, I mean, yeah, you don't have to, but
yeah.
Like, that's cool." And so like, yeah, so she like signed multiple things, you know.
And she stayed out there and made sure every single person got a photo.
Yeah.
And even, like, and someone tried to get a second photo, she's like, I got you already. Who hasn't got one yet?
She remembers.
Oh, she's a star.
And then at that one point, she's just like, okay, I really have to go eat lunch.
I really need to. Well, like, everyone had gotten a photo by then.
Yeah.
It was just people, like, hanging around.
I would hang around to stare at her beauty.
Yeah, just bask in her glory.
She was so beautiful that day.
Yeah, we had to stand for a little bit and just, like, calm down. Because we were all, like, shaking. I was shaking.
To be fair, I'm going to be the same in Jersey, so warning, I'm going to be shaky.
You haven't met Jen, right?
I haven't. I'm so scared.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so scared.
Don't stand in line with Sarah, because when I was in line with Sarah.
Too much.
No. Sarah forgot I hadn't met Colin or Jen yet, and we were in line, and Sarah's just like, yeah, and I'm, like, freaking out. She's like, what is your problem? I'm like, I haven't met them yet. She's like, oh, yeah.
Start dying.
And then after I met Jen and she told me how nice I looked and how great my dress was, I started, like, tearing up. I'm like, Sarah, what's happening to me? She's
well, like, Emily DeRavin was like, oh, you look so beautiful today. And so I just, like, totally started crying. So we now have pictures together.
When pretty people tell you you look pretty, it's just an emotional thing.
And in our picture together, I'm crying in the picture.
Oh,
it's like, you tell me after the picture. Like, Before the picture, you don't tell me this because I'm absolutely crying my eyes out.
And I want to cry.
That's like my biggest fear for Jersey. It's like I'm afraid that like as soon as I get up to do the duo, like I'm gonna start crying because I'm like, this is the last time I'm ever gonna get like be between the two of us.
Not necessarily.
No, but it.
You're telling me she's not going to go to the Orlando Con. It's at Disney World.
No, I don't think she's going to go to the Orlando Con.
Disney free.
I don't think she's going to do any creation cons.
It's Disney World. Jen will do anything for Disney World.
I'm saying this right here. We can put money on it. I don't care. I do not think Jen will do any more creation cons.
I'll think she'll schedule some and then cancel them.
In fact, I'm a little worried about Jersey because of how many times yesterday she said she has other projects that she's working on. Like, she's directing something
in the
next few months.
I know, like, my best friend Gary said the same thing. She has to make it work because she's already cancelled. Like,
it's going to depend on, like, where she's directing this project. Like, if it's in New York, Jersey's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It sounds like most of her stuff is going to be in New York, though, because she wants to stay home for a while.
Yeah.
Because she did, point that out.
But she also has houses in L.A., so she can come and stay in L.A. and still do Burbank.
I guess it depends on what stage of the project it's at. Like, if she's just, like, getting it written right now, then obviously it's going to take months before it's even in production.
Yeah, but if she's, like, right in the middle of principal photography, she might cancel.
So, like, that's really what's going to depend on. So, like, right now, it doesn't seem like, you know, she's kind of just, like, hanging out, it seems like.
I know.
I know people have brought up New Jersey to her, and I've been like, she's like, yeah, I'm really excited. That's like, aka, I feel bad for canceling 5 cons, so I'm gonna go.
I mean, I'm sure she was excited for all the cons, but like, you know, if something comes up, something comes up, so.
Yeah.
No, I think she will do it, because I think, like, if it is in New York, well, it's one day.
Exactly.
Okay, well, what else? So, there was a couple other fun things from yesterday. As much as we all hate the, which character would you want to trade places with question, blah, 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 that is asked a million times, and I appreciate the fact that they switched it up a little and made it a really funny answer. So, with a cleavage.
That's great. And I loved, Colin was trying to be so well behaved when Jen's like, I think I have the cleavage for it. And he's just like nodding and smiling, like, and like doesn't look at her.
He's just like, I don't know how to respond to this because whatever I do, I'm probably not going to
be kind of well.
Happy.
As like much of a puppy dog as we think he is, I feel like Colin has a very dirty Irish side.
It's not a puppy dog.
Right. You said that he like has sex under the covers, like complete.
Like, I don't know. I'm just very conflicted in my opinion. Because sometimes he does things, and then other times...
He's a dark horse, love.
Okay, well, what I need is I need people to start posting their photo ops, because, like...
I want to see all these wonderful pictures.
Like, all the crazy photos that we were seeing from Paris with Colin. You know, like...
Right?
So far, I'm not seeing anything coming from yesterday, so...
Because Europeans are crazy. They don't care.
I know
they
that, like,
we love Europe.
Creation was being, like, super strict about duo poses, and, like, no poses were allowed in the duo photo, which I think is...
That's dumb.
Really strange, but okay. You know, whatever.
Whatever, Creation.
Although, some of the photos that came out that I did see, where they were, like, Jen and the person standing nice together, and Colin's just, like, in the background making, like, a crazy face.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Making his Colin face.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. It was just awesome. It was an awesome
day.
It was
awesome having the gang back together.
I'm passionate about Captain Swan again, so it's awesome.
It was a good day of positivity that was much needed.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's good to know that we can still all come together again and just reminisce about how amazing Captain Swan was. And
is. Captain Swan is. It's still there. It's not like they, like, died.
It's there, but not ongoing anymore.
But it's still there.
They got their happily ever after, and the storybook closed. Just like the end of a Disney movie.
Mom closed.
My mom is closed, okay?
My mom ain't.
So yeah, it's good. 62 days until JerseyCon.
This is another reason why I have to do Enchant Forest Emma.
We have a lot planned for JerseyCon. Four of us will be there. And yeah, it's gonna be very awesome, yet very sad. And we're gonna
don't make it sad, Sarah.
I will make it Sarah.
It will be sad.
It's gonna be sad.
I will cry.
I will be crying. I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell you this. I will be crying.
Well, if Sarah's crying, I'll be crying because whenever we're together, she starts crying, I start crying. So thanks, Sarah, for bringing out my emotions. I like to keep buried.
To be fair, I'll be the same. I'm just like, I'm an alcoholic, so it's like a big thing anyway.
And then there'll be Gabby, who's just like judging
Gabby's
all
gonna
of us.
Be like, I hate you guys.
Gabby's like, I don't even know you guys. I hate you all.
I don't know you people.
As soon as we bust out the cosplays from our suitcases, Gabby's gonna be like, I'm gone. Bye.
I'm not.
Bye.
Yep. Yep. It's gonna be great. All right. Let's move on to Rex.
Lindsay stole mine. So.
You guys, she didn't steal it. You guys are just sharing.
I just got there first, so.
Let's have Lindsay describe it. She's at that very good describing point right now.
Yes, cool. So. The pick is called Interfat Entertainment by my beloved Mia. She's called Mia Retty on, Akivaron. That's really awesome. So, she originally got this from the prompt of my mom asked for anything to suck on during the flight. Apparently, I don't know, what's the pilot like? But that's apparently not an actual answer. And then she works on that prompt.
Oh my god.
I didn't catch any of that. Was that English?
What did you just say?
It says, I will translate.
Should I do that again?
No, I'll just translate.
Let Rachel translate everything you say. This will be great.
What she said. Oh my god.
I warned you guys. I warned you.
It is based on a prompt. That was from Twitter. And
my mom?
My mom?
Asked?
If I had?
Anything to suck on during the flight?
Anything hard to suck on during the flight?
Like a dick? Apparently. Is this smutty?
I don't know. What does the pilot look like?
It's not an appropriate answer.
It's not. Oh my god. You absolute loser.
Some people are losers.
I'm crying.
This absolute, like, fan fiction, like, it explores that, and then, like, they have sex at some point.
Read and find out.
Read and find out, kids. Sex is good for you.
Don't have sex.
This is good for you, kid.
Oh my god.
Don't have sex, or you will get pregnant and die.
And die. That's American health education in a nutshell.
It's like 2017, not 2000 Mean Girls.
I didn't catch that.
She said it's not 2002, it's 2000 Mean Girls. I'm fucking crying.
Please don't cry for me, I'm Justina.
Please don't cry for me, Justine. I don't know. I missed that.
What
part.
Is the actual wreck? I'm like confused.
It's called In-Flight Entertainment.
Okay, so is this like a smutty story? What is
it? One shot.
It's a one shot.
Okay.
Bye, Mimoretta.
Bye.
I'm so sorry. Mia Moretta. So sorry.
No, Moretta.
Moretta.
No, Moretta. No. I know Mia. I'm friends with her. She would say
well,
Mia Moretta.
Mia Moretta.
She would Paul.
Paul.
Oh my god.
what is I was at Lindsay's right level now? Right now.
What did I warn you kids about? What did I warn you kids about? Recording too late. I'm
recording
too drunk.
Recording too late. I'm too drunk now.
I fucking told you, Ken.
I wish we were rewatching an episode right now.
I explicitly told you.
We should have done a rewatch.
We really should.
Would have been way better.
3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, Justine, well, do you have a rant?
I don't know if I can follow that up, but... So I have two, because I'm extra. They're both fics. The first one is a short little ficlet by Emma's Fairy Tale on Tumblr, and it's called Why Do I Love Him? And the little description that they gave is, less than a week from her wedding, Emma Swan drafts her wedding vows. And it's really sweet. And I cried while reading it, and it's super cute, and everyone needs to read this right now, because it's only 800 words, so it won't take you long. And you will love this. And then the next one is from Unfolded73 on Tumblr, and it's called The Truest Believer. And it's Captain Cobra fic, where Killian is talking to Henry about Mila and Emma, and it's really satisfying as someone who loves Mila and Million to hear Killian talk about Mila, and also to hear him explicitly say that just because he loves Mila doesn't make his true love with Emma any less, and just because he has true love with Emma, it doesn't mean that he loved Mila any less. I don't know. It made my Million heart really happy.
I can't wait to read that. I think it sounds really good.
I need that sent to me immediately.
I'll post it in the group.
Side note, I have officially met the entire Captain Swan Jones family.
Okay! Dude, I was literally just about to say that you need to tell us about meeting Jared.
There's not much to tell. He's just like an
8-year-old
boy. No, he's 17.
What?
But like,
he is not 17 years old.
Yeah,
he just turned
17, and there was no one in his line, like, the whole time.
No, that's so sad.
Of course, the first time, like, right when I get in line, people get behind me, so I don't have time to talk to him now. But he's really nice. He's really sweet. I asked him if he'd been able to, like, go around the floor and see anything, because it was, like, a regular, like, big convention with a bunch of vendors and stuff. It was Tampa Bay Comic Con. Because Sean was originally supposed to go, but he canceled last minute, and they got Jared, like, within a day, which, I don't know how, but...
Because he's probably, I don't know if he's doing anything else right now, so he's probably like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I know, but, like, to book stuff like
apparently
that.
Apparently he's, like going
to
be going to high school and college and stuff, so he's like...
Yeah,
he's
probably
going to
take a break from acting.
Yeah.
Because he's been acting for a long time. Because
right.
Once
Jen
had his first acting job, he was on, like, Mad Men for 2 seasons.
And
I think.
Jen actually said, like, she's going to watch him go to college, and it's like, I'm going to keep track of what he's doing after Once Upon a Time. And it's like, so
I wonder what he's
going to
major in.
So, it's going to college.
I want him to come to Jersey so bad. Please, creation.
But
he's so cute.
Okay. Jared.
Anyways.
His dad is part of our podcast.
His dad was there.
Do it for him.
His dad was at Comic-Con. I did not get to talk to Jared's dad, but my friend did, and I was very jealous.
Did your friend ask him if he wanted to be on our podcast?
Daphne did not.
Well, damn it, Daphne.
So I asked him if he'd been able to, like, walk around and see stuff, and he's like, yeah, I got some time yesterday. I hope I get more time today, like, at lunch and stuff. But for our photo op, I originally was doing the red dress, Evil Queen, like, super low-cut lace for Sean. But then when they're like, Jared Gilmore, I'm like, I'm not wearing this around a 17-year-old.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
So then I put together a Neverland Emma in, like, 2 days. And I'm so in love with our photo. Like, I did not think it was going to turn out that great.
It's so great. I love it. I love that picture. It's so
great. But we did, like, side to side.
Have you posted it on our podcast page?
I'll do that today.
Yeah, we'll post some stuff.
Because I got to put some Chicago stuff up, too.
Yeah, but he's really sweet. He's a really nice kid. And I wish I could have stayed for his panel, but it was like 3 hours later and there was no one else there I wanted to see. So, yeah, I had a
Wait,
great
I didn't even
time.
Know Jared had a panel that day.
Yeah, he did. Oh. It was at 4.
I didn't see anything about it. Like, no one posted anything.
Because I don't think anyone went because it was at 4 o'clock on a Sunday. Aww. And the con was over at 5.
Damn. I would have gone. I would have gone.
We ended up going to Ale House instead.
Well, okay, I understand. I do love the Ale House.
Yeah. We got chicken nachos.
Emma, she showed up.
For those of you who can't see, because you're listening, my dog Emma showed up, who is also
a
blonde.
She's so cute. She's also blonde. She's a little applehead, alien-looking chihuahua.
All right.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Ray. I love your dog.
No, she does. She has a bit of an applehead. But like a cute applehead, not like an ugly applehead.
No, she's like the cutest alien-looking dog ever.
Yep.
Okay, so we have any more Ricks? I think that was it, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, a little bit of housekeeping. We are going to be in the process of updating some things on our social media. Because some of us have been slacking. So, you will notice the Tumblr will be updated. I'm going to get the website updated. And I've got a couple ideas for some episodes coming up in the future for you guys. But please, if you have any ideas or anything you would like us to talk about, whether it be a certain episode you want us to rewatch or something... specific that you want us to talk about in regards to Captain Swan, please let us know. Continue to check us out on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Gmail, Snapchat. WordPress. We don't use the Snapchat, let's be real.
We only use it
for cons.
And even
yeah, we only use it for cons.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's about it. So, thanks for indulging us on our little spontaneous recording. Sorry, it was a little ridiculous and chaotic.
Oh, all over the way.
I think that's how we roll. Like, we'll do a rewatch, I think, next episode.
This is, like, Once Upon a Cast, unscripted.
This was basically like Colin and Jen got reunited yesterday, and we just had to talk about it. That's like
we have emotions, okay?
Needed an outlet for our emotions. Yep.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.